Quick bounds and import tricks for Pirate Radio Energy, intermediate drum and bass in Ableton Live. Alright, let's build that Pirate Radio Energy. You know the vibe. Gritty, hyped, slightly overdriven, like your drums and bass got captured off air, resampled, and thrown back into the mix with attitude. The core workflow today is simple and insanely effective. Process, print, warp, chop, automate, blend. This lesson is all about moving faster by committing to audio, but without losing control. You'll end up with a tight 16 to 32 bar rolling DNB phrase, clean drums as your foundation, plus a crushed broadcast drum layer underneath, a printed bass that turns into call and response, and a vocal stab that feels like it's been abused by radio transmission and tape. Before we touch any sound design, let's set up your project so printing is effortless, not a chore. Set your tempo somewhere in the 172 to 176 range. I'll assume 174. Now make three groups, drums, bass, and music or FX. Inside drums you've got your kick, snare, hats, and a break if you're using one. Inside bass is whatever you're running for the low end and mid bass. Next, create two audio tracks named Print Drums and Print Bass. Important safety step. On these print tracks, set monitor to off. That's how you avoid accidental feedback loops, especially if you start resampling. Optional, but highly recommended, make a return track called Return a Crush Bus. We'll use it later for parallel grime and for some resample tricks. Quick coach tip here, if you want to print more often, make it frictionless. Color all your print tracks the same color and put them into a prints group. Leave their inputs set up and ready. The easier it is, the more you'll actually do it, and this whole Pirate Radio approach lives and dies on how often you commit. Cool. Let's hit trick number one. The 30-second broadcast drum print. The goal is to take your drum group, run it through a nasty broadcast chain, print it, then treat the recording like it's a sampled break you can warp and chop. On your drums group, load devices in this order. First, drum bus. Drive somewhere between 10 and 25%. Crunch between 10 and 35%. Boom is optional. If you use it, keep it subtle, maybe 0 to 20%. And tune it around 50 to 60 Hz if you want extra weight. Don't overdo boom because we're going for broadcast density, not sub chaos. Next, saturator. Turn on soft clip. Drive it by about plus 3 to plus 8 dB. Watch your meter, we're going to print this, so you don't want it exploding. Then EQ 8. High pass at 30 Hz with a steep slope. Add a gentle dip around 250 to 400 Hz, maybe minus 2 to minus 4 dB. To pull out that boxy cardboard, and a tiny lift around 3 to 6k, plus 1 or 2 dB, just to help it speak like a radio. Then glue compressor. Attack 1 millisecond, release on auto, ratio 4 to 1. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on peaks. The idea is glue and hype, not flattening your whole groove into a pancake. Optional but vary on theme. Auto filter at the end, set to bandpass. Put the frequency somewhere between 300 Hz and 6k. Add a little drive, like 2 to 6. This is your radio band lever, and we'll automate it later for those broadcast sweep moments. Now we print it. Fastest method, set print drums to audio from resampling. Arm it. Record 8 bars. Alternate method, more controlled, set audio from to drums. Post effects and record the same 8 bars. This can be cleaner for routing, because you're explicitly printing the drum bus, not the entire master. While printing, do one quick check. Keep your printed peaks around minus 6 to minus 3 dBFS. If you print too hot, the distortion you hear later becomes uncontrollable, and every tiny gain move turns into why is my snare shredding my face. Okay, you've recorded it. Now drag that recorded clip onto a new audio track and name it Drums Radio Layer. Turn warp on. For drums, choose Beats Warp Mode. Set Preserve to Transients. For transient loop behavior, forward is usually a great starting point. Now treat it like a break. Do a little stutter fill near the end of an 8-bar phrase. Like in bar 8, chop a 1/8 or 1/16 section and repeat it a few times. That classic lift into the drop happens fast, and this is a super reliable way to get there. Try reversing a snare tail for a 1/4 bar right before the drop. If you don't have a perfect tail, just grab a noisy chunk of the print. When it's reversed and filtered, it reads like intentional energy. And use clip gain to drive certain hits harder. Add 2 to 6 dB on a section and listen to how the saturation and blue respond. This is the secret. You're not just mixing anymore, you're performing the audio. Now blend it. Your clean drums stay punchy and clean. Bring in drums radio layer quietly underneath, like minus 18 to minus 12 dB as a starting point. On the radio layer, Add a Q8 and high pass it at about 120 to 200 Hz. This is critical. Your sub and your kick fundamentals should stay disciplined and clean. The radio layer is mostly mids and highs, grit, buzz, crunch, urgency. Then optionally add redux, lightly. Downsample 2 to 6, bit reduction 0 to 2. Your seasoning, not destroying. Coach note, to the anti-hype check every time you add a dirty print. Solo your kick and sub. Get used to how big it feels. Then bring the print back in. If the sub suddenly feels smaller, the print is either too loud, too wide, or has too much low mid. High pass higher and reduce width. Alright, trick number 2. Print to fill for instant jungle hits. The point here is you don't rewrite MIDI. You don't overthink. You use the printed drum audio like raw material and make edits fast. Take your printed drum clip. Grab the last two bars of an 8-bar phrase and consolidate it with Command or Control J. Now you've got a neat 2-bar fill block. Duplicate it 3 or 4 times. In each duplicate, make small destructive edits. Delete tiny sections, like 1/16 to 1/8, to create dropouts. Copy and paste a snare ghost or a hat tick to make micro repeats. And try clip transpose. One version at 0, another at +1 semitone, another at +2. Subtle pitch changes can feel like hype without changing the whole groove. Then place them in arrangement with intention. Put your wildest edit right before a drop, like bar 8. Put a lighter edit at bar 16 to keep interest mid-phrase. And here's a Pirate Radio specific tip. Microtiming. Nudge the radio layer a tiny bit earlier, like 5 to 15 milliseconds, so the grit hits just before the clean transient. That makes the clean kick and snare feel even punchier. Or nudge it later, 5 to 10 milliseconds, for a rebroadcast delay feel. Pick one approach and commit, because inconsistency can turn into flaming. Trick number 3. Bass print into call and response res audio. We're going to print your bass so you can treat it like a record. Filter it, repitch it, envelope it, and create a second character layer without rewriting your synth patch. On your bass chain, keep it print friendly. Saturator with soft clip on. Drive +2 to +6. Maybe amp for character if you like. EQA to manage mud in the 200 to 500 range. Glue compressor for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. And make sure your low end is mono. You can use utility for that. Keep the sub centered below about 120 Hz. Now print it. On print bass, set audio from to bass post effects. Record 8 bars. Then duplicate that printed audio into 2 tracks. Bass clean print and bass radio answer. Warp mode, for bass with movement, complex or complex pro is usually safer than beats. On the radio answer layer, go bandpass with auto filter, something like 300 Hz to 3.5K, so it bites in the mids. Add overdrive, drive 20 to 40%, tone around 2 to 4K. Then corpus, very subtle. Tune small, mix 5 to 15%, just to add a metallic speaker edge. And on this mid layer only, widen it a bit with utility, like 120 to 160%, only on the mid layer. Don't widen your sub. Now arrange call and response. Bars 1 and 2, the clean print dominates. Bars 3 and 4, the radio answer bites in. Bars 7 and 8, layer both, and add a couple of short mutes right before the drop to create that DJ is working the mixer tension. Trick number 4, pirate vocal bounce. Drop in a short vocal phrase like Inside the Ride, select a, whatever fits your tune. On the vocal track, start with EQ8, high pass around 150, dip a bit at 3 to 5K if it's harsh, then saturator, drive +4 to +10, soft clip on, then redux, downsample 4 to 10, pitch reduction 1 to 4 to taste, then auto filter bandpass with automation for that telephone sweep, then echo at 1/8 or 1/4, feedback 15 to 35%, and add a touch of the noise feature, so it feels like transmission. Now print 1 to 2 bars of this vocal. Resampling is fine, or audio from the vocal track post effects. Read import it, and chop it like a turntablist would. Tiny stabs before snares. Reverse one tail into the drop. Pitch one version up +3 semitones for hype. You're basically creating the illusion of a live dub plate cut. Trick number 5. Single knob off air transitions using printed audio. Here's a simple drop and move. In the last bar before the drop, mute the clean drums. Keep only drums radio layer. Automate the band pass filter from high, like 6K, down to around 1K. Add a short reverb, 0.6 to 1.2 seconds, only on that radio layer. Then on the drop, snap back to clean drums and clean sub, and kill the reverb abruptly. That contrast is the whole trick. Clean equals impact. Dirty equals tension. Now for a reload moment. Print your full mix for 4 bars, re-import it as Print MIX, warp it, stop it suddenly on the 1, and create a vinyl start style ramp by stretching the first transient with warp markers, then slam back into the drop. It's old school Pirate Station Theater, and it still works in modern DNB. Now a few workflow upgrades that'll make this feel like a performance instrument, not a technical exercise. First, always be recording. In session view, loop your beat and record into arrangement for a few minutes while you tweak filters, drive, and returns. Don't try to design the perfect fill. Harvest the best 1 or 2 bar moments afterward, consolidate them, and build a little library of DJ edits. Second, consider post-fader printing if you want real performance energy. If you want the print to capture your fader rides and mutes, route the group to a dedicated audio track and print what you're performing. But do this safely. Keep your clean sources routed straight to master, and print from a duplicate performance bus so you don't accidentally break your actual mix routing. Third, keep your low-end disciplined. A good Pirate Radio mix still hits hard. If your dirty layers are fighting the sub, the fix is usually higher high pass, less width, or simply turning the print down. Density is the goal, not loudness. Fourth, use phrase-locked resampling. Print 1 4-bar pass at a time while subtly tweaking the chain. Then across a 16-bar section, each 4 bars has a slightly different tone. It gives evolution with almost zero effort. Fifth, if you want instant hype tails, resample your returns only. Put your delay and reverb on returns, then set a print track to record return A only. Print a wet tail for a bar, re-import it, and place it right before a drop. Now your tail is an audio event, totally controllable, no runaway feedback. Quick common mistakes to avoid. Don't print too hot. Keep those print peaks around -6 to -3 dBFS. Use the right warp modes. Beats for drums, complex or complex pro for vocals and full mix stuff. High pass your radio layers. The crushed layer should be mostly mids and highs. Let the clean kick and sub do the heavy lifting. Avoid feedback routing. Print tracks on monitor off. And don't overlayer. Pirate energy is contrast. One clean foundation. 1 or 2 dirty layers that you automate in and out. If everything is dirty all the time, nothing feels special. Now let's do a fast 15-minute practice run. This audio version is shortened for playback.